And you're listening to the Texas Standard. And with me in the studio now, you can't see him, but maybe you can kind of hear him rustling around, is producer-reporter Michael Marks with what looks like several pieces of paper. Hey there, Michael, what you got?
So I got this in the mail last week, like everybody. I get a lot of junk mail. But these came in an envelope that was thick, official-looking, so I open it up, and these were the pages that were inside. Maybe you can take just a quick look and describe them. What do you see?
So it's big. It's like bigger than legal size, right? It's thick, sort of, I mean, not cardboardy, sort of almost like construction paper thickness. Like it looks like a survey, lots of big sections. I mean, it looks super official, barcode on it. And
what does it say at the top there?
Oh, and in the top right corner, it says 2019 Congressional District Census.
Yes.
Census? Is it census time already?
It is census time, but this was not sent out by the Census Bureau.
Huh.
So it's not unreasonable to think that some of these documents are from them, but take a look at this section at the very bottom of the opposite page.
Okay, this is kind of funny looking. All right, so there's a grayed out section that's like, hey, I'd like to make a donation, and it says paid for by the Republican National Committee.
Right. So at first glance, it looks like a form that could be related to the census. It has all these different questions asking about personal information and your positions on various issues. But once you start to read it, it's clearly a political document. And it appears that these are being sent out all over the country by the Republican National Committee.
I mean, you say clearly, but I mean, this could be confusing to a lot of people. Is this legal?
That was one of my questions. So I called some campaign finance experts. One of them was Brendan Fisher. He's the director of the Federal Reform Program at the Campaign Legal Center, which is a nonprofit election watchdog group.
The contents of this package may be misleading, but they are not necessarily illegal.
And here's why.
Under campaign finance law, the main requirement would be that the communication include a disclaimer stating who paid for it. And that does appear to be the case here.
Okay, so, I mean, there is that little disclosure at the bottom that I read that says paid for by the Republican National Committee. Underneath that 2019 Congressional District Census, it says commissioned by the Republican Party. So that makes this all okay?
Well, it means it's legal, at least. This actually isn't the first time the RNC has sent out these kinds of mailers. They did the same thing during the 2010 census, and that actually moved Congress to pass a law saying that you can't send mail with the word census on the envelope unless you're the census, obviously.
So did you keep the envelope? Is that part okay?
The envelope is okay.
Well, what does the RNC have to say about this?
Well, I'm not sure. They didn't respond to my request for comment, but it doesn't seem like these tactics are going to stop anytime soon. Fisher told me that in the campaign mailer business, the name of the game is to keep the document in front of potential donors for as long as possible, to separate yourself however you can. And this is one way to do that.
There's a reason why these kinds of tactics are used, and it's because they oftentimes work. And even though political operatives might run the risk of appearing misleading to many voters, it appears that in many cases, the benefits outweigh the costs.
Well, the benefits, I guess, in this case, to the RNC, at least. And when I hear that, it gives me the impression that this might not be the only kind of mail like this that you get this time of year.
Certainly not. That's especially true, given that Texas is considered more of a toss-up going into the 2020 election. Fisher told me he expects Texas voters to be bombarded, was the word he used, with mailers misleading and otherwise all the way through Election Day. The Census Bureau also cautions folks to be on the lookout for outright scams. You know, the census is a great opportunity for identity fraud, so folks should be careful about the things that arrive in their mailbox. The website census.gov has some useful information about how to spot misleading documents.
Yeah, I mean, I could see this just being real confusing for somebody who thinks when they get that official census that maybe they already filled it out because they saw something like this come through their mailbox.
So. That's true. And these sorts of things, you know, particularly affect the elderly, the most politically active demographic, also the folks who use mail the most.
Right.
So.
Michael Marks is a reporter for the Texas Standard and keeps an eye on his junk mail. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thanks, Laura.